I think my husband and I have heard the phrase, "Are we there yet?" from our children no less than 7 million times. That's because we travel a lot as a family. I've been speaking to audiences around the world for about 10 years, and for 6 of those, we've taken our children cross-country with us to build sibling relationships, develop character, and be together. At least that's what we tell ourselves. Trust me, we don't do it for the entertainment value or for the sheer convenience of it. It's a do-or-die thing, these road trips we take. The last one was 34,000 miles long, and believe me when I say there were many, many times on the road when nobody wanted to get there. We just wanted to be there. The trouble is, no matter how much you want to be back in your own bed, no matter how tired you get of sitting in a van or sleeping in a cheap hotel room, you have to go the entire journey if you want to make it to your destination. You can't simply click your heels together and be anywhere you want to be. And from my experience, shortcuts don't work either. Almost every time we tried to shave off time somehow, it ended in disaster. At the risk of bringing up an unpleasant experience for my kids, who will no doubt be dying to read their mom's book, I'll share about one trip in particular. It was 2011, and we were quite literally near the end of the road in our third travel season. The conclusion we'd come to was that living with 8 people in a 29-foot RV for 4 months straight makes you really miss your own bed. We were winding our way through Wyoming near midnight when I noticed something bright flickering in the back of the RV on the driver's side. Sounds like a flame, doesn't it? But that wasn't all. The entire day I'd been telling my road-worn, exhausted husband about a noise I was hearing near the rear of the RV. In our desperation to make it home, however, we kept ignoring it until the flickering. As it turned out, the rear wheel bearings were as worn out as the passengers who were depending on them. And since we didn't pay attention to the signs, the tire overheated and caught on fire. There's nothing quite like hearing your husband yell, "Get out! It's on fire!" as you unfasten sleeping children from car seats, grabbing blankets and shoes on the way. You can bet that as we stood on the side of the freeway watching fire trucks approaching from both directions, we wished we'd paid better attention to the signs. Signs matter. We ignore them to our peril. We thought we'd save time in the short term and fix the problem when we got home. What we ended up with was a near-totaled RV, not to mention PTSD road trip edition, and a 2-week extension of our trip while we waited for repairs. It would have been wiser to spend the time and money on a minor repair. Instead, we spent 14 days and thousands of dollars more on a major one. The lesson? As frustrating and painful as it may be, you just can't find a shortcut to the process of becoming. There's no way to get through motherhood without seeing the check engine light come on, and when it does, we're wise to pay attention. The truth is, it's easier to correct something if we can catch it early. Moms who notice that an attitude is a little off are wise to correct it before the attitude becomes an action or before an action becomes a habit. There are no now apps to becoming MomStrong. It's all about becoming. And when we try to shortchange the process, we lose out on the grace God offers. Groceries and ungrace. Have you ever experienced a lack of grace when it comes to motherhood? I have. In fact, I used to be on the giving end of that ungrace. Shortly after my husband and I graduated,